Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
It's Monday around here. You know what that means. That means today is a day that we play new music. We talk about what went on over the weekend and what's coming up this week. So don't forget, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on monstrousradio.com. You can go back, check an archive. You can listen to the 24-hour stream. All kinds of things you can do over there. We're going to start having some games, some all kinds of stuff going on over there. So stay tuned. Get involved in what's going on. And, hey, do you know a hot artist that's coming up who deserves some exposure? Or maybe a birthday, anniversary or something coming up. You dig? Or even a wedding. Get them some sponsorship right here on Monstrous Radio to help them get out there and get more heard. So, all right, it's Monstrous Monday. It's just a day to get the week going. So this ain't brand new, but it's definitely a remix. It's called Your Style. I hope you got some style on a Monday night with E-Monster. Let's get into it.
My faith, well, I said, I promise you, if I cheat, I'm triple timing you.
Cause mates don't do no welfare, pay for no health care. That's what you got Obama for. I got my CPs from CP, got my Yeezys from Yeezy. The chick with my umbrella, she look like Riri. You don't believe me, you ask PD. Getting money for me too easy. I feel like Holyfield. I got the Brooklyn bras biting. Already got my cape, I'm just here for icing. My nigga Kuda try to school me to the game. We was balling so much, they try to bull us at the game.
Yo, shit bumping, you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fit fall on your waist. And you know,
okay, you ain't seen me in a while, huh? And SDK one day, I'm smelling like some loud, huh? But fucking with your friend, I know I did a foul, huh? But even still, she fucked me now, if I'd allowed her. I get the money and the power, too much to resist. Ain't even know with the broad, and she take a pic. Thirsty bitch, I'ma fuck you with a dirty dick. Or the asshole, when they locked up for you, you already letting that egg go.
It's complicated, be so tired.
Damn.
I had her eight more of her ladies, you know
I. Missionary doggy style, yeah. No matter how you slice it, I bet it is in the writing. Written on the wall, you fuck with them other guys, and you can stand to lose it all. Talking now, it's not Tyson. Gave you your stuff and paper, gonna make her revoke your license.
Come on. Something you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face. I felt that fit fall on
it's
your way.
Dance,
you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, come on. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they rolled that dick. Fuck them lames, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hips, hips, hips.
Monstrous Monday. So, hey, we're going to talk about a couple of things tonight. Did you know they're trying to ban certain words? You understand me? I'm talking about banning the words. So we check out some of the words they're going to ban coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to keep it moving. Check it out. This right here is a new lady. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to get into this Tori Kelly. We usually don't start out with that much R&B in the beginning. This is some R&B kind of popish a little bit, but this is Tori Kelly. It's called Nobody Love. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday. Yeah. I'm not ready for work yet. 424-243-9649.
Everybody's looking for that something. No one ever wants to pay the price. Everybody's scared of going nowhere. But we ain't going anywhere tonight. I should be more cynical than tell myself it's not okay. To feel this good when I'm with you. I try my best to fight it,
far in that birthday suit. Hope you brought a rubber blazer, cause I got on rain boots. And Vicky's secret, I let her tell you. Ain't gotta pull her to the side, cause we edible. Dinner's ready, welcome back. Say hello, kitty, cause I'm a wildcat. And the only thing playing is that music. In the background, know you when we face down. With the bubble up, you up that bubble talk. See you undressing with your eyes, but my clothes are off. Fresh out of towel, but I'm into noise. You good at arousal, you could be my towel boy.
Trip to
morning love, I know it's kinda early. You want food first, breakfast in bed. Rinse your mouth, wet your face, use the shower head. What a timing, I feel steam, homie. No water fight, splashing only. Hit every spot, promise I won't get upset. Go ahead and get my curls messy, get that doobie wet. Sweet as candy, baby, I'm licorice. Start with the toes, follow the drip. Fresh out of towels, but I'm into noise. If you good at arousal, you could be my towel boy.
Trip to wet, clean myself up out the shower.
Just really making quakes, homie. I'm just saying. Yeah, Tamara Bubba, you heard her interview right here on Monsters Radio a little while back. Go back, check the archives, see what else she's got going on. Look up her, I believe she's on TamaraBubba.com. Make sure you hook up with her. She's got a lot of big things going on. So, all right, you know we got the Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat coming up. I ain't got much for that. I got some new information on Lil Durk. All you Lil Durk fans, he finally put out a release date for his new album coming up. Not mixtape, an album, I do believe. So we got information on that. How many of y'all out there really, really watch that TV show? I'm not really into TV shows, but how many of y'all watch Empire? You watch Empire? That motherfucker's getting off the chain. I'm just saying hello, and that motherfucking Cookie, I'm going to keep it real. Terrence Howard, you do not make that show. We should call it the Cookie Show. It is what it is. We're going to talk about it coming up a little bit. Here's a new artist. His name is Truff. It's called When I Want To. New music, Monster Mondays with E-Monster, MonstersRadio.com. Ooh-wee.
Cool tonight. You know what that means. I'm going to do what I want to when I want to. Big Truth. All star on the track, give it to me. Smoking and drinking, I'm hanging where I want to. Life too short, I'm doing what I wanna do. They want me to change, but damn, I don't want to. I came in this game just doing what I wanna do. When I want to, when I want to. I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. I'ma call myself grown when I want to. When I want to, when I want to. I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. wanna feel. Cigar in my hand, I'm hanging where I wanna chill. With beautiful women, my niggas is chilling. The way that I'm spitting to make you niggas feel like I done made a meal. The party is popping, the pool is jumping. I'll make this motherfucker truth act a fool or something. Half a bottle in my hand, man, it's usually nothing. But this motherfucking song got me proving something. I got a breast in my hands, a rash on my waist, a couple hundred haters in my motherfucking face. I got a pocket full of money that I don't wanna waste, cause I'm a hustler, so every day I'm on my chase. I got a trunk full of tapes, and I'ma make them pay. So fuck a 9 to 5, and I don't care what it pay. I grind so hard, then I grind and go harder. So when I'm on tour, you better mind your daughter, nigga. Smoking and drinking, I'm hanging where I want to. Life too short, I'm doing what I wanna do. They want me to change, but damn, I don't want to. I came in this game just doing what I wanna do. When I want to, when I want to. I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. I'ma call myself grown when I want to.
Monstrous Radio.
I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. I'ma call myself grown when I want to.
DJ E Monster.
Everything. She laying down, I sip shots out her belly ring. Turn the lights down low and let R. Kelly sing. Until I get a wedding ring, I will never change. I grew up in Scottsdale, but I never banged. Yeah, I grew up on cocktails, but I never changed. When Pops passed, I was 18, but he was so trill. He taught me shit that's forever game. Oh, Lord, they trying to make me vip-vop. The game is fucked, but I'ma keep it hip-hop. But mark my words that I will never flip-stop. I got my nerves, but I'ma keep it tip-top. Say, these niggas trying to get me fucked up. But wait, I'm even better when I'm drunk, bruh. So slow it down, it's about to go down. I'm about to turn Empire to the Motown, nigga. Smoking and drinking, I'm hanging where I want to. Life too short, I'm doing what I wanna do. They want me to change, but damn, I don't want to. I came in this game just doing what I wanna do. When I want to, when I want to. I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. I'ma call myself grown when I want to. When I want to, when I want to. I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. I'ma call myself grown when I want to.
I got them watching and peeping now. Look, I got them asking to book me now. I shook. With All Star on the Trizak and me on this verse, I'm the Black Heisenberg. I cook. Motherfuckers better check for me. Yeah, and while you checking, bring a check for me. And if you smart, then you know this ain't the best of me. Just pay attention to this shit. This is my destiny. This is my recipe. And I just do it how I do it whenever I want to do it. Cruising through my city, whatever we in the Buick. Everybody got excited. We probably gonna overdo it. Open bottles in my auto. I have us all. I sip on this. This is it for me. Yeah, I know this music shit is sent for me. It's clear. If anybody got a problem with it, I wouldn't bother with it. Or I'ma show you how a goblin get it. So meanwhile, I be smoking and drinking. I'm hanging where I want to. Life too short, I'm doing what I wanna do. They want me to change, but damn, I don't want to. I came in this game just doing what I wanna do. When I want to, when I want to. I'ma put her in my phone when I want to. I'ma take my ass home when I want to. I'ma call myself grown when I want to. When I want to, when I want to.
Monstrous Radio. You can call in when you want to. 424-243-9649. I'm just DJ E Monster. So hey, I'm gonna talk about some of this. Y'all heard about Jeezy's clothing line he got out? I got some pictures that I'm looking at right now of some of the gear he's got coming out. I'm gonna let you know how I feel about it here coming up in a little bit. We got 9 minutes till we open the line. 424-243-9649. We want to know what you did over the weekend. What's going on this week? If you got a single release, anything that's popping, we want to know about it. And we got some other shit that's going on too. The who's fucking who and who's getting fat coming up here in just a bit. This right here is Jabo. It's called Sign You. It's your Story Rock. Conscious right here. Monstrous Monday. It goes down every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, let me sign you. Baby, let me sign you. Girl, must I remind you? Baby, let me sign you. I've been looking high and low just to find you. We had a whole lot to talk about before we made it right about it. remind you. Coincide with a nigga, ayy. She say she wanna slide with a nigga. I'ma ride with a pimp and I'd die for her any day. I bought her everything she ever could've wanted. That when I told her, baby, it's all about the money. Got a honey in the safe, been a nothing on the way. Got motherfucking niggas, she's stunting, I'ma do it anyway. Running the races, y'all see the money, damn right, I'ma chase it. Losing my patience, man, it's amazing. I made it to the top, and bitch, I come from the basement. Used to put together chain just to go and get a snack. Now I spend shoe money when I'm blowing on the pack. Get my nigga right to go, and he'll never make it back. So tonight we going home, baby girl, that's a fact. And I'm losing my patience, running the races. Y'all see the money, damn right, I'ma chase it. Losing my patience, you niggas is crazy. My nigga drop it off and whip a foe in the baby. Used to be the house server sleeping on my nigga couch. Now a nigga in the club popping bottles on the couch. And if a nigga want a mug, all he probably hear is pow.
The evolution is now.
Baby, let me sign you. I've been looking high and low just to find you. We had a whole lot to talk about before we made it to the Maserati. Baby girl, must I remind you? Baby, let me sign you. I've been looking high and low just to find you. We had a whole lot to talk about before we made it right about this party. Baby girl, must I remind you?
Spent a whole lot of money, we been living it up. We got a whole lot to see, let me show you some stuff. We took a trip across the world and it still ain't enough. Yeah, and it still ain't enough. Swear to God, you got me missing your touch. Got me missing your love, got me missing so much. Wish I could fly like a dove and get away from the storm. But, hey baby, let me find you. I've been looking high and low just to find you. We got a whole lot to talk about, a whole lot to work it out. I love you infinity times too, yeah. Baby, let me sign you. Baby, let me sign you. Ain't no room for the fool, so you're sitting on the moon. And lead a bullshit behind you. Losing my patience, running the races. Y'all see the money, damn right, I'ma chase it. Losing my patience, smelling the fragrance. I light it up and hit it, then I'm up on the spaceship. Why you acting all sedated when lil' mama, you ain't shit. Ain't nothing authentic, baby girl, you basic. I'm chilling like a villain, agents in the Matrix. Won't take shit from nobody, hop in this Maserati.
The Maserati, baby girl, must I remind you? Baby, let me sign you. I've been looking high and low just to find you. We had a whole lot to talk about before we made it right about this party. Baby girl, must I remind you?
Yeah, we might try to sign you on this radio for Independence Day. That's 4th of July. We're trying to release a compilation album. Would you like to get on this compilation album? That's right. You will receive royalties for being on this album. Hit me up, eMonster at monsterishradio@gmail.com, and make sure you put attention compilation album. You dig? So, all right, let me go ahead. Let me find me some background music, as we like to call it around here. Some entertainment news, who's fucking who and who's getting fat type music around this this thing we call Monsterous Radio around here. Hold on, here we go. Here it is. Yeah. Monsterous Radio. It's Monsterous Monday with E-Monster. This is the Who, Fucking Who, and Who's Getting Fat. All right. I guess what I got for y'all on this Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat today. It looks like some of y'all might know about this movie that's coming out that's got Drake in it. Some of y'all is like, what? Yep. There's a movie that's got Drake in it. I'm not going to say Drake in it per se, as in, like, acting like he's got a role or something like that, but he definitely has a part in it. But he's out there on Twitter right now telling people he has nothing to do with it. That's why he's torpedoing the motherfucking movie. You dig? But this is what they're talking about, y'all. This is what they're saying. Drake may claim he has nothing to do with his concert film hitting theaters this week, but there's a piece of paper with his Aubrey Graham all over it that proves otherwise. That's the signature for some of you motherfuckers in the hood. Sources connected with the production of Drake's Homecoming, the lost footage tells us Drake signed off on producers shooting the 2009 concert. Now, when you look at the contract, he paid $15,000 for the performance. And it looks like they can use the footage on other projects. And obviously, this is what they put in the movie. Now, Drake's also due 15% of the profit. So if he's blasting out saying he has nothing to do with the movie, what do you think about that? Especially with the movie supposed to be coming out, what, on Thursday? He's saying he ain't got nothing to do with the film. But that's part of Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat. Here's another little thing, a little something-something that could turn into something big. Y'all know about the Roosie chick? Yeah, we talked about it last week and the week before. We had an NFL fighter wanting a fighter. People are really getting hyped up on this Leah Ali fighting her. Even got people telling Miss Ali they'll train her, all kinds of other stuff. Ooh, wait, do you think it's going to go down? It might go down if the price is right. But I'm just saying, I don't know the outcome of how this might be. I don't know. But, all right, that's the Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat. I guess I'll go over here and open up to Miss Stallion Baltimore, the lady of the house. You dig? She late like a motherfucker, pulled up, sat out in the parking lot, drank a 40. You dig? Smoked her blunt and ale. And now she's going to come up in here ready to do the show. Let's see what's going on. Miss Stallion, I'm Baltimore herself. What's good, my
oh,
wow. Hello.
Well, thank you for the enthusiasm around this motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Right. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you go ahead and say your hellos, but I got a question for you. Go ahead. Say hello to the people.
Hello, fucking world.
Okay, did you just send me a text?
I've been sitting here for a minute. I'm like, okay, are you not going to put me on or what? I'm like, dude, I done heard you talk about who's fucking who. I done heard both songs between DJ E. Monster, all that. I've been listening for a minute. I'm like, okay, you going to chime me in a minute. No. Like, well, fuck. Okay, well, maybe he don't see me. Maybe that's what it is. He don't see me on the switchboard. Or maybe he do, and I'm getting punished for being late. Well, we don't know. He's just going to do who's fucking who and who the fuck is getting fat, which I appreciate it because I'm on the roll. I'm rolling right now, so I couldn't be looking at my phone. But that's what it goes down on Monsters. If you don't fuck, if you're late, there's penalties around this motherfucker. You gotta listen to this motherfucking boss, man. Monstrous boss. He gonna monstrous boss your ass for real. I'm serious. It ain't easy being me.
Yeah, so I sure was gonna get you and say your ass late like a motherfucker. You ain't bring no flowers. You ain't bring no chicken. You ain't bring no donuts. Nothing special. You dig? That's how it's supposed to be when you come. Everybody. Well, we'll just say people who work in the office, some of y'all know, some of y'all don't know. You know if your ass come in late, you don't give a fuck if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. You come in late to work, you bring in the people in your area, especially your manager. You bring everybody coffee, If you're really late,
right.
You bring coffee and donuts.
And donuts.
Is there anybody on construction? No. You come late Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or motherfucking Thursday. You did. You bring some motherfucking breakfast. You bring everybody McDonald's, whatever, whatever. You gonna show up
right.
late. You ain't bring shit. You ain't got shit. Right, right. You ain't looking at putting up shit. Ain't trying to put nothing on nothing. So you know that's
all
how
right.
it be.
I'm gonna send you a money order from the money in my cuss jar. That's why. The fuck.
What went on this weekend down there in Dallas, Texas?
We had the in Dallas, Texas, we had Mario was in town. He came out. He was at actually a brand new club called The Fame. So you know, shout out to The Fame. And it's a very, very elegant. Club. It's just now opening. Mario did very well. He has a new song out called Fireball. Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oh Yes, Mario. Hopefully we will have him on our show soon. And, you know, so he can go and, you know, tell us what the fuck he got going on. It's a picture of me on fucking, I ain't put it on there yet, but I said I was going to put it on there. My motherfucking cheeks look like they're about, I got those chubby cheeks going on. You know them cheeks that you had when you was little, and your auntie come up and say, oh, what's up with them big old cheeks? I was like, God damn, my cheeks is big on that picture. I was smiling big in the motherfucking. and I'm towering over this little dude.
Boy, you did Italian, boy.
I gotta get shorter around here. But that's what went on, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Young Thug was here at a club called, not Medusa, but at Onyx? And he did the splits on the stripper pole? Oh, my goodness. They said that was, like, the weakest show ever. That was like such a flop. The promoter did not even make half of his money back. They said that Young Thug was so fucking arrogant and like he was just a shit and he had to have this and that or whatever. And is he that feminine? I've never really paid attention to the dude, but maybe I need to where you fucking doing the splits and shit on the fucking motherfucking stripper pole and shit. I know you're gay and shit, but damn, really? Seriously? Come on now.
Is he gay for real, though? Did he come out and publicly say he's gay?
Yeah. They say that he's gay. He's a fish. No, he ain't no fish yet, but he's a sicker. He's a sick.
Okay.
You made me mad now. And then he got on, and I'm going to go look for it. Then he got on Instagram and said he will never come back to Dallas again. Well, y'all, you should have done a good show. Fucking splitting on poles and shit. You know, Dallas. I'm moving the fuck out of Dallas. Dallas fucking.
That's what he mad.
Right.
He mad because ain't nobody tip him. He over there talking, man, you should tip me for this lifestyle. Can I get a dollar? Like, no dollar. That's some bullshit.
Right.
Fucked up lifestyle.
And Young Thug, if you got something you need to say, then call me. 424-243. You know what I'm saying? Give the rest of the number,
driver.
Hold on,
Pippin. That's not your number. That's the show number. Your number is something different. Hold on, Linda. But you're not listening to me, Linda. Hold on, Linda. You're not listening.
Hold on. Okay, yes, sir. Don't bounce. We might want you for an interview. Y'all get off of it. I'm be like Kathy Lee said, I don't want to do this no more. Driver, I don't want to talk bad about nobody. Might not get a get
on. Oh, shit. All right. Well, hey, check it out. We're going to go over here. We're going to jump over here and talk to Jay Dirty. Just in case, you know, you over there upset.
You haven't even put Jay Dirty on yet?
Man, fuck you. It's only been 6 minutes of entertainment news. Shit, I had to cut you out for 3 minutes. God damn it. shit, what the fuck? What's up, Jay Dirty? You're going to get me cut around this motherfucker. I think you're more popular than me, bro. The fuck?
That's why you
was
there,
in there, brother. Was there in with you.
No,
Jay Dirty ain't got him for yet. What type of shit is that? I'm just saying.
What's she over there babbling by, man?
She mad because I ain't opened up the line to Jay Dirty yet. She was over there cussing me. I was talking about, you got me over here waiting. Now she's talking about, oh, you ain't put Jay Dirty on. What the fuck? Ain't this a
hey,
big deal?
He's
going to the open line part.
He got
hey, Stelio. Hey, I appreciate the love, baby. I appreciate the love, baby, but I ain't shit. I can wait. You heard me? I ain't nobody yet.
my boss done got on me and said, fuck you.
I heard that shit. Hey, you know what I mean? That's what they do.
I know if I was a soft bitch, my feelings would be hurt.
Oh, no, man. You can't be no weak motherfucker around here. You dig? It's like dogs in the yard. Them motherfuckers going to be barking. Somebody going to come to the gate. They going to get the barking. You know how them 1-2 dogs
right.
do. They get to fighting each other inside the gate. Then they calm down and finish barking.
You
know
You can't even dial the monstrous number and be weak. Your fingers might break. You weak, you know what I'm saying? You can't be weak.
Hello.
We don't allow it here. It is against code 554-2B. On the Monsters Radio and Regulations book.
Pushing with weak fingers and you pull back a nub. I'm just saying. What went down, Jay Dirty, over the weekend? Anything special? You work on any music?
Shit, to be honest with you, bro, I kicked it in Atlanta this weekend, bro. You know, I went up to Atlanta, dog. I seen my brother and my sister-in-law, you know what I mean? Cooled out with the family, and I hit the bookstore, copped me a couple new joints from the Books A Million, you heard me? Copped a couple new little joints, whatever. And I just cooled it, bro. I'm back home now, but, yeah, I just went up to Atlanta for the weekend to fuck with the family, you heard me? Laid back.
Right. Love it when people say some real life shit. Like, I love how he said, because you're probably the only person that came on here and actually said it, that they bought a book. Oh, Lord.
Right.
I just want to make sure it was a good book. This wasn't like no hustler book.
I bought a book, bro. It was about the rise and fall of the Gambino crime family with John Gotti and Lucky Luciano and all them boys. I'm reading that right now. I like to see how them boys beat all them damn trials, man. I be liking to read up on that shit, so I just be, you know what I mean, I just bought that. It wasn't nothing but $8, you know what I mean, so I copied it.
Right.
Ain't nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter how much, it's the fact that you read, that's what's up.
Shit, I ain't a criminal, motherfucker. I ain't illiterate, now.
Look, that's what we're talking about. The fact that you read novels and shit. Wow, where they do that at?
Well, see, I don't like to read nothing. I don't like to damn read nothing but nonfiction, though. I like to read true shit. I don't like to read all that fiction.
Right.
I like my nonfiction books. Every damn time I go to the bookstore, dog, I hit the nonfiction section. I be in that bitch for like 2 damn hours just thumbing through shit till I find me something I like. Mostly in the crime section, though. I like to read up on old laws, trials, and shit like that and, you know, to peep the game, you hear me? That's what I like to do. I done got into it for real. That shit kind of, I like that shit. It's
relaxed. You're going to be that one motherfucker who say, how do you get away with murder? That's going to be that motherfucker right there.
I ain't speaking on that, though, because we live on air, but just know, I'm peeping game right now.
Real shit. Hey, I like how he said shit. I can read, motherfucker. I ain't no criminal. You dig?
I know.
I'm going to slap this track on, and we're going to bring it back right after this. This is Chef Delacroix. Chef Eloquent, I don't know. You know how they be with these motherfucking names. It be fish filet. I call it fish filet. I say how the shit is spelled. You dig? Fuck with me.
Yeah.
Almost just radio.
Chef Eloquent is in the kitchen. I'm cooking. Hey.
I'm
count the ways. Money orders, visits, phone sex for days. Keep it real with a G, that's why I'm true to you. Ain't no limit to my love or the things I would do. Conversations on the phone, spending 30 a week. A caller ID reads, my baby. I'll just stimulate your mind with my thug is a passion. Problems with your baby daddy, relationship crashing. New one last super fast that it would end. So he could slide on out and I could slide on in. Soft ghetto accent makes my body weak. Laying in my bed, lusting, thinking how we gon' freak.
I just
damn.
Wanna be the one. I just wanna be the one you love. I just wanna be the one you love to when you're down. I just wanna fly. I'ma show you tonight that I'ma put it on you, baby. Take you back to God.
I wanna hit you from the back, hit it from the side. God read your prayer, tell me you some men with your cries and your eyes. You. At times you're acting shady, but I believe in you. Complicated, sophisticated, black ebony queen. Deepest secrets you told me together, living our dreams. No mistrust or heartache. Cup of mind in your pants, blew up. Pictures of tea, so with your nightstand. I'm the man, and I'm for real with the strength that I bring. A real nigga out the gutter, could it all be a dream? No, it's not. Recognize that you wide awake. Never ever come and fake, cause that's the way I was raised. That's the way I was raised. Yes, that's the way I was raised. Mama told me never ever leave a frown on your face. Papa told me never ever let a hole in her face. I'm just trying to get my love while your sister them hate. I just wanna be the father of your loving kids. I just wanna be the one that you call your best friend. I just wanna be the sparkle in your brown eyes. I just wanna be the one of you smile with a cry. I just
I thought you had ocean music playing in his background.
Oh,
I showed him wind tunnel. You win.
But I actually seen this guy perform. Let me fix it.
All right. But yeah, I actually seen this guy perform. He actually really, really goes in. He really goes above and beyond what the average artist does to actually entertain people when he performs on the stage. Chef Delacroix, I just want to be. Go check him out. Look him up on Google. Google, do what you got to do. I think he's on iTunes. I know he's on SoundCloud. But that's what it do. So, all right. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute while you get your wind tunnel together. You dig? So, all right, I got some more, a little bit more on this entertainment news that I brought to y'all. As I already told y'all earlier a little bit about Drake. He basically is, I don't know if you want to say he's slamming the movie that he's supposed to be in that's coming out this week. They got concert footage of his inside the movie or whatnot. Now, some other people that are involved with the movie, they're even puzzled why Drake would try to torpedo the movie. And they're executive producers in it, and they're big honchos with Drake himself, like Jay Prince from Rap-A-Lot and Jazz Prince. They're even confused, like, why is he slamming it if he signed off on it? But, you know, Drake, he's always on some high-quality type shit. So maybe the quality of the recording didn't come out like he expected it to be, and that could be why he's saying what he's saying. But, hey, I told y'all a little bit about the whole thing with I'm looking at this Kanye West clothing line. Now, you know, ever since Kanye presented his Adidas Originals collection at the New York Fashion Week, the fashion world has been fixated with his every move. Things glamored about where they can get their hands on his Yeezy boots. They even wanted information on how much it was going to cost for his entry-level clothing goods and all this stuff. Now, I'm looking, they got a leak here of what some of the stuff he has and what it looks like. Now, there's a couple pieces on here I probably would rock, but a lot of this stuff is like, some of it has a true Chicago feel to it, which I like about it. You dig? But some of this clothes, I'm just saying, man, like there's this sweater. It's got a lot of holes in it. Some of these clothes are so over baggy, it's ridiculous. I mean, for real, some of these clothes make me think that he's trying to bring back that slave look. For real. You got some of these clothes look like, is you coming? I'm running for my freedom tonight. Is you coming or is you ain't? I'm just saying. Stay up, Buckman. Have you seen any of his clothing line?
Yes, I seen the bulletproof vest on his daughter. That was part
of
his clothing line.
Yep. He does got a vest that looks like a bulletproof vest.
Right.
Is that fashion?
No, it is not, especially on a baby. I don't know. That is, but you know, some things are just meant for the runway, and it's for like special events or stuff like that. But I can't see how. But I guess you got to think about it. There's a lot of people out there. I mean, maybe the mafia kids or something need bulletproof vests. I mean, I'm just saying. You never know.
I don't know. Maybe that's a new fad.
President's kids or something. I don't know. Babies.
Who knows? Maybe that's the new fashion you wear to court. I don't know.
But it's just like some of Versace shit. I respect him and his fashion, and he did have some fly shit. Bill Cosby wore his sweaters all the time, but I would not wear them. You know, I did not like his sweaters. They were. I do not know, like a clown walking around or some shit. But they were expensive fucking sweaters. But people wear them.
Right.
So you'll see some dude. Was it a dude sweater or a female sweater with the holes in it?
It looks like it could go either way. I'm going to keep it 10,000. I think
it's a
guy sweater.
With Kanye West, it never changed. You never know. He's a weird dude, man. That's what makes him so unique. He's just...
And they got this body outfit for women. I don't know. It looks like somebody done took, you know how women have them pants on now, what they call leggings? What they used to do when they used to wear a robot wrist? Was that something tall? Something where the woman wore the
leotard.
Whole fucking body thing.
Leotard.
Like some of it looked like a leotard with the girdle on the outside. You understand me?
Wow.
I don't know what this look is supposed to be.
Yeah, but you gotta see, some of that stuff is just meant for the runway. Everything is not meant to be sold. It was just, sometimes it's a fashion statement.
Okay.
I learned that.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, isn't it only for the runway? What, is there a runway at Walmart? You did?
What?
Walk this runway out. Walk it, girl. Get it, girl.
You need to stop. You know, it's all about the quality of the material. It's not. It is just so weird. Like a lot of the stuff that you see, if you ever go to a fashion show, half of that shit is not for sale. They will not. You will not see that again unless somebody is walking across the red carpet or something like that. Then they can borrow that or they can utilize that. But a lot of that shit, they don't make duplicates of it at all. It's just one thing, and they're showing it to you. And if you want to use it or rent it, then you have to pay money for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I don't shop on a motherfucking runway model.
Shout out to Black Ops. He's listening online. That's what's up.
This might be him over here now. You think we should open up the line? See what the hell he got?
Let's see what the hell he got to say.
All right, let's go and see what's good. 682.
I don't fuck with Kanye shit.
Monsters Radio. What's good? Who we got on the line?
Hey, you know this Black Ops. You know, I don't fuck with Kanye shit. I just, y'all wouldn't know what I had to say. I don't like it. But what's going on with y'all?
Like, okay, so what is it? You say
you
sound like Kanye's hearing, or is it the
clothing line? No, no, no. Kanye good. No, see, his music is great. I enjoy his music. His clothing line, right. Nah, he can leave that shit in the dumpster. I'm good with that. It's like me walking around with some truck fit. I don't fuck with Lil Wayne shit either. That ain't my. That ain't no man built. I don't think no man should be wearing that shit. Take it.
Right.
I feel like they stretching too deep into that. They looking for too much. I don't know what they kind of they going for with they little look. I don't know. So they can keep that. Right. I would never be caught in it. But that's just my opinion. I don't know what everybody else thinks. Most people might like that.
Right.
They might have some confusion in their life as well too. I don't know.
Mm.
But that's none of my business.
But they ain't gonna catch you in it.
Nah,
right.
They won't.
Right.
Nah,
right.
Never, ever in life. You gonna catch me in some in a white beater, some collab pants, some KDs or some J's with a bunch of Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Right. Plain and simple.
I don't need to be going extra. But what y'all been up to though?
Right. There's nothing much. What about you, Stallion?
Miss,
I'm everywhere.
Hold on, I'm ordering.
In California, she in concert.
I know. She didn't even invite me. Did nothing. Just left. It's crazy.
She don't invite nobody,
bro. Sad. Sad.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, you want to come back
like she didn't hear it. Yeah, yeah. You go on here, bring your ass back up in here. Yeah, I'm about tomorrow.
I'm here.
Nah,
so
wouldn't.
Black Ops, tell us. What you got going on? What's going on in the Black Ops world?
Yeah, right now it seems like everything. Seems like
Dude,
everything. Cause hey, I'm finna drop this mixtape next month. It's called Fuck the Summer Up. You know what I'm saying? Coming out next month, getting ready to prepare everybody for the summer. And I think, I believe, I'm positive, 100% positive, it's gonna be happening.
Right on.
It's coming
out.
So what is it about this album that makes you believe so strong?
Because I feel like this time come around, I believe in myself 110%. It's probably more than that. I'm looking at about 3%. And then about the believing level. I think it got the vibe, it got the style, it got everything that everybody been missing. It got something that's different. And I think that I am what everything been missing. I'm coming in with some fire.
Okay.
The rest
of
what I put out, it's good. I'm telling you, it's good. I haven't been able to send y'all no more new songs because I've been praying for the couple of mixtapes to come out. But I'm starting to get a little bit of things here and there. And I believe it's going to be good. I'm looking at the strong for it. I'm good.
Okay. That's what it do. So, all right,
yeah,
so hey, we are close to the end of the show, but where are you going to drop the CD at?
The CD, I'm putting the CD on that pill. It's going to be there. Then I'm going to bleed the streets like everybody else do.
Mm-hmm.
Bleed the streets, that pill going to put that out, and then I'm going to bleed the streets like everybody else do. I'm going trying to go from city to city, going to do different things. I'm still a low-level artist, got to build my way up. Can't take that away from me.
Right on.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Who are some of the people that you work with on the project?
I got, you know, King Reese. You know King Reese, he's been on there. I got Lil Hood at the Killeen, Trill Hunter. Gosh. Man, it's a couple. I can't even want to call them all because I can't remember. But, you know, it's a couple people I'm putting on there. But, you know, shout out to all of them anyway. You know, things I've been working with. My little nephew, Lil Kevin, he making the beats for me and stuff now, so we know we're going on through that. But it's going to be nice. Uh-huh. A lot of the mixtapes really is concerned about just doing what I've been doing on there. I've been putting too many features on there. There's enough people who I can't remember at the moment, but it's going to come to me. And I'm going to feel shitty tomorrow. But it is what it is.
Maybe Emonster needs to do a collaboration. Emonster
got to hit. You need to hit me up. Tell it. We'll be on it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yo, all we need is a groovy beat. I'm so ready to go right now. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
Hey, All you gotta do, you know what I'm saying, just hit me up, you know what I'm saying, and we go from there. Mm-hmm. I can send you a beat. I can send you the layout of how we want to do it and go from there.
Right. Okay. Well, we gonna make that happen. So, all right, you got any shout outs on our way up out of here?
Telly home? Or did you say Black?
No, I don't know. Black, you got any shout outs? We let the guests go first, yeah.
I already shout out to my pops, you know what I'm saying, been holding me down since I came out the womb. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's been holding me down since the music I've been doing. My girl, my niggas, Stallion, they've been holding me down 100%. You know, E-Monster keep playing the stuff on the radio. I want to shout out to everybody for just listen, tuning in every day. Shout out to everybody. Fuck it. Everybody.
I'm telling y'all, now you all see why I do that shit.
It's fucking Monday. Have a great week. Perfect. I'll let y'all Friday.
That's what's up. Thank
That's
you for tuning in.
All right, what you got
to say,
y'all?
Oh, shit. You know me, I'm going to shout out to everybody, so I don't miss no motherfucking body, but definitely to the main motherfuckers, and that's the people who share Monstrous Radio, who tune in to Monstrous Radio, to the artists, Black Ops, to the Monstrous Boss. Woo! To everybody, it is what it is. Be looking for some shit. And I know one motherfucking thing. Monsters, E-Monster and Black Ops get on something together, that's going to be some shit. And that will be a ringtone on my phone also. Just like Favorite Girl and motherfucker been tripping. I'm just saying. Y'all better know what y'all missing out there.
Well, all right, well, I'm going to keep it short and sweet so I can play some one of Black Ops tracks on our way up out of here. It's called Hello. I just want to send a shout-out to everybody that not only like the pictures and the promo for the show, but that also shared them, the people that also go listen to the archives, make it do what it do. Shout-out to Jay Dirty. Let's see, anybody else that's listening? So, hey, check it out. This is Black Ops on our way up out of here. So, hello.
Love you.
Told them when they free me from the halo.
No, I've been high since day. These
players gon' play and these haters gon' hate. Kill niggas, don't beat, they sit up in the cage. My fate is too great and I focus on cage. Not the words that you say, but the moves that you make. They caution to stay in your lane. Cause you can get killed when I know in your place.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True B.I.